Myria, is there a deeper meaning in this allegory? Plato, this allegory, my dear students, is rich in symbolism and metaphor, which illustrates my perceptive of reality. The freeing of the prisoner represents the work that philosophy and reason do. The allegory of the cave, in essence, demonstrates that without the practice of philosophy, we remain in the dark. The mockery of the other prisoners towards the freed prisoners suggests that our philosophical journey may lead us to viewpoints that challenge societal norms. Overall, my allegory of the cave encompasses my theory of forms and could serve as an excellent introduction to metaphysics for you, young minds. Through the theory of forms, you will question the physical world we know and see it from a different point of view. Christine, what is the definition behind the topic of being? Plato, well, according to the theory of being and existence, nothing simply exists. To be means to be something. This will help us develop our reasoning skills, encouraging us to see things differently and accept that there are more diverse ways of interpreting the world beyond our accustomed views. This illustrative nature of the allegory of the cave can place you, young learners, in the role of the freed prisoner who leaves the dark cave and goes on to explore the real world. Lewis, could you tell us how you began writing of imprisonment? Plato, well, I began by having Socrates ask Glaucon to imagine a cave where people have been imprisoned from childhood, but not from birth. These prisoners are chained so that their legs and necks are fixed, forcing them to gaze at the wall in front of them and not to look around at the cave, each other, or even themselves. Behind the prisoners is a fire, and between the fire and the prisoners is elevated walkway with a low wall. People walk along this walkway, carrying objects or puppets. They walk behind the wall, so their bodies do not cast shadows for the prisoners to see, but the objects they carry do. The prisoners cannot see what is happening behind them. They can only perceive the shadows cast upon the cave wall in front of them. The sounds of the people's voices echo off the walls, and the prisoners believe these sounds come from the shadows. Mary, what does Socrates say about this entire scenario regarding the prisoners? Plato, Socrates suggests that, for the prisoners, the shadows represent reality because they have never seen anything else. They do not realize that what they see are shadows of objects in front of a fire, let alone that these objects are derived from real things existing outside the cave, which they have never seen. The fire, or artificial light source, and the puppets, used to make shadows, are manipulated by artists. Plato, however, suggests that the fire also symbolizes the political doctrine being taught within a society. The artists use light and shadows to teach the dominant doctrines of a particular time and place. Furthermore, few humans will ever escape the cave. This is not an easy task, and only a true philosopher, with decades of preparation, would be able to leave the cave and ascend the steep incline. Most humans will continue to reside at the bottom of the cave, with only a select few serving as the primary artists responsible for projecting shadows using artificial light. Myria, how is a prisoner then freed? Plato, well, let's imagine that one prisoner is set free. This prisoner would look around and see the fire, but the bright light would hurt their eyes, making it hard to see the real objects causing the shadows. If they were told that what they're seeing by the fire is the true reality, not just the shadows on the wall, they probably wouldn't believe it. Due to the pain, the freed prisoner would turn away and run back to what they were accustomed to, i.e., the shadows of the carried objects. In simpler terms, the bright light would hurt their eyes, and they would escape by looking at the things they knew, believing those were clearer than what was being shown to them. Christine, what happens next? Plato, well, the story continues with the prisoner being forcibly dragged out of the cave, and finally seeing the light of the sun and the reality outside the cave. Initially, the prisoner will feel discomfort and experience eye pain due to the intense sunlight. However, with time, they will gradually adapt to this new reality. Lewis, but why did the freed prisoner decide to go back into the cave? Plato, the freed prisoner thought that the world outside the cave was better than the one they had known inside and attempted to share this with the other prisoners. However, when the freed prisoner returned to the cave, their eyes had adapted to the sunlight, and they couldn't see well in the darkness, much like when they first saw the sun. The other prisoners interpreted this as the journey outside harming the returning prisoner. Consequently, if given the chance, the other prisoners would resist anyone trying to pull them out of the cave. Teacher, the story of the cave is actually very similar to our own reality. I'm sure we all have existential questions. I have to say that I am proud of all of you for your interest and your contribution to this discussion. Thank you for your precious time and help, Mr. Plato. It has been a pleasure having you here with us today. Plato, the pleasure was entirely mine, Mr. Jason. I enjoyed this conversation with your students. I must say, you have a class full of promising young philosophers. The students said goodbye to Plato as he walked through the supernatural gateway.